Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website, though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you, and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Hey there, how are you today? My name's Dana Damara. Welcome to Soul Medicine. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about pain as a teacher. When I thought about this topic and when I picked this topic, I always pick topics that are relevant to either something going on in my own life or topics that I'm hearing from clients or students, and seems to be something that's prevalent. Because when we talk about soul medicine, I mean, it can mean anything from, following your intuition to paying attention to your body as a human. So when I think of soul medicine, I think this big, wide, vast arena of what we get to play with. So today I want to talk about pain as a teacher. And what came up for me with pain as a teacher is the fact that, first of all, our society doesn't value, in my humble opinion, maybe it's growing a little bit more important, but I feel like pain has been something that generations before us, or even parts of our generation, tend to kind of shove under the rug, or move past, no pain, no gain, like that type of mentality. And also this whole idea of mental health not really being a thing until, just recently. And really, when you In my humble opinion, when we talk about pain, the first thing we think of is physical pain. But it's so much deeper than that. And the other thing that I think is really valuable to bring to the table in this monologue or discussion, if you want to write back or drop in with me about this, is emotional pain that is so deep that we bury it. It stems all the way from, something as silly as stop crying. When we're little, we're told to stop crying, or we're told to suck it up or just keep going. And I feel like I really want to make sure I stay on target, but I feel like the pendulum in our generations kind of swing from one side to the other. And I'm just praying that sometime soon it comes back to center, because there is value in holding an emotion. We can't express every emotion as we're feeling it. We can, but it would be a little erratic, right? So sometimes I feel it is important to hold an emotion close to us while we sort through and process what it means as it kind of goes through the pipeline of mental and physical. I don't really know how to explain it because I haven't heard it explained like that before, but that's really what's been on my mind and my heart. And I'm a firm believer that every single physical ailment is the result of some sort of emotional imbalance. And I'll say that again. I believe that every single physical injury or ailment is due to an unresolved emotional issue or imbalance. And I don't want to get into a discussion about children brought into the world with already these physical ailments and all of that. I just don't. I'll turn that over to Abraham Hicks, who says, every soul has a reason for being here. And who are we to think that every soul wants to come in and be perfect or whatever, right? That's not what this conversation is about. Although we could do that as a podcast another time, but I would bring in somebody that's a little wiser than me. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about emotional pain, unresolved, turning into physical pain, and how our society squashes that. And not only that, but and I said this when I was much younger than I am now, I also believe that every single, issue in the body is caused by stress. It's caused by some sort of emotional or mental stressor, right? That kind of contracts everything in our body. And This is really important, and you don't have to subscribe to what I'm saying, and you can just take what you want and leave what you want. It's fine with me. But here's where it all started to come to a head for me. You know, during 2020 and 2021, I was personally dealing with, as I'm sure you were too, some sort of big lesson in life. Like if you missed the lesson of 2020 and 2021, just pause for a second, because there were so many lessons to be learned. And I was in a big tumultuous roller coaster ride with an individual that has been my nemesis for years. Okay, I'll just say that, because that's not the story I want to tell. The story I want to tell is that when we're in a state of survival, or we're fighting demons, so to speak, or we're in a huge karmic lesson, our body goes into this fight, flight, freeze. Okay. And we all know that. We've all heard that. And everybody processes it differently. And now we have things like trauma-informed yoga, somatic yoga therapy, like all of it, I believe, can be brought all the way back to Kundalini yoga. But again, and we'll save that for another podcast. Maybe I'll get Gurmukh on here. And so when we have an unresolved emotional issue, right? So 2020, 2021, personally, I was in this mode of survival, and I was fighting some demons and really trying to kind of quote unquote keep it together. And it was hard. And I'm sure you have your own story too. But then once that all went away and was resolved, guess what happened to the body? All this pain started to come through. And for me personally, it came through shoulders, neck, jaw, right? And a lack of an inability, a lack of awareness around my intuition and clarity. And like everything was just a mess. And so much so that I was in rehab for my neck for 8, 9 months, just trying to really move through that pain. Now, if we only look at the physicality of pain, that's fine. Start there. But I need you to understand, no, let me rephrase that. I don't need you to understand anything. I invite you to go deeper, because if there is an emotional issue that's attached to a physical pain in the body, wouldn't it be worth exploring all layers? Right. So in the yoga practice, we talk about the sheets, the koshas. We're like 5 layers deep, right? Minimum, in my humble opinion, minimum 5 layers deep. And so if we have this physical pain, let's just use me as an example. We have this physical pain. If I have this physical pain in my neck and it's locked up and my shoulder's locked up and the back of my heart is locked up and the left side of my jaw is locked up, there is an issue that is deep. And so we go deeper. We go into the muscles, we go into the bones, we go into the nerves, we go into the chakra energy. So I'm sure you've heard people talk about chakra energy and chakra healing and come get a chakra clearing, come clear your chakras. Okay, let me just say something. If you think that you can just clear your chakras in one session, you are mistaken. It is something that is done on a daily basis, because your chakra system, and let's just talk about just the 7 that everybody knows about, well, that is more widely studied than all the other ones, right? Let's just take the 7. If you have a misalignment in one of those chakras, you have a misalignment everywhere. And that misalignment can happen with one simple trigger of running a stoplight, of someone cutting you off, of an email coming in that triggers some sort of emotional response. And you might blow by it and not even realize it. Now compound that, and then those chakras start to spin out of balance, or they stop, or they get stagnant, or they spin too fast, or they go backwards. Okay. Again, whole nother podcast. Okay, but if you go deep, let's just use my neck, you go deep into this issue in my neck. Okay, let's just go for a second. Okay, left side body. I'm just going to explain this to you. Left side body is the feminine. Okay, it's our Shakti. It's the way we receive in the world. It's our mother line. It's our feminine energy, right? And so if I look at this, I look at the left side. Okay, this has to do with something feminine inside me. This is something going on in my body that I am either deficient or I'm excessive in the feminine energy. Okay, let's just say that for a second. Considering that it's stagnant and locked up, that tells me, again, this is my interpretation, that the feminine side is locked up. It's not being used properly. I'm not receiving. I'm instead, pushing through my masculine side, which I completely agree with, right? So, left side feminine. Then I have to think, okay, shoulders, upper back, rhomboids, neck. This is throat chakra. This is burdens that we carry from our ancestral line. This is burdens that we carry that are not ours. This is people-pleasing shit. And this is mother stuff. This is not speaking our truth. This is maybe not lying, because I don't like when I say not speaking our truth, it sounds like people are telling lies. It's more like, I like to think of it as there's an evolution of truth that wants to come out of your mouth, and you haven't formulated the words yet because there is a block in the throat, right? So now I have this feminine energy. I have burdens that I'm carrying of other people. Most likely has to do with my mother or my grandmother or my great grandmother, somewhere along that feminine line, right? And something about expression of truth. Now let's go up into the jaw. Okay, so the teeth are ancestors. The teeth hold so much. Like, there's a reason why people look at dental records when, they're looking at skulls. Anyways, another podcast. Now go up into the teeth. Now go up into the third eye. Well, now, because of all this bottleneck in the throat chakra and in the shoulders, now this whole energy is cut off. Like, the third eye is potentially getting, and the crown is probably getting all these beautiful downloads, but the throat's all bottled up. So the throat and the heart don't know what to do with it. It's just like sitting there, just sitting there. And so we have these two lines of energy. We'll just say two lines for now. There's much more, but let's just, for sake of understanding, there's a line that goes down the body. That's called the line of manifestation. And then there's a line that comes up the body. These are energy lines I'm talking about. That's the line of liberation. If that line is clogged at the throat, if both of those lines are clogged at the throat, now we've got this all this divine energy coming through, and these beautiful, inspiring thoughts coming through, and they get stuck. So those ideas can't manifest because they're stuck in the throat. They're stuck in this like web, this like tangled up yarn of old stuff. Okay. Now think of the line of liberation. Now that energy is so stuck in humanity, so stuck in those lower three chakras. It's like just stuck at the throat, stuck at the throat. So there's this big ball of like just stuck at the throat and the shoulders. And so if we're like, well, I gotta go to PT because I think I just kind of hunch over my computer, or I'm just holding my phone too much, or I'm a little stressed. Okay, that's great. Go a little deeper, because there's something deeper that wants to be yanked out by the thread, by the root of that. Okay. So once you can really sit with pain as a teacher, not just, oh, I got to go to PT 3 times a week. I got to fix this thing in my neck. No. Educate yourself on the chakras and understand that there is something deeper going on that wants your attention. It wants your attention. Okay. And look, you can do all the healing modalities outside of yourself, but until you do the internal work and you really sit in that pain and you cry or you scream or you dance or you move or you laugh or you breathe, it's going to sit there. You can go to all the physical therapy appointments you want. That pain is going to continue to manifest into something until you really pay attention to it. Okay. I think that we're always in a state of evolution. So it's not like you heal one thing and then you're like, well, I'm done. You might be done for a little while, you know, like I said, I had a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of months ago, and we were like, I am just like done with that path for a little while. I just want to freaking have fun. I want to laugh. I want to step into joy, right? So think of life as, instead of like a roller coaster, I like to think of it as a swirl. It's going around in a swirl, right? But those, it's a very slow wave. It's not like up and down, or a big swing to the left or a big swing to the right. I'm going to share one more thing with you. Maybe this will help you. Actually, I think I'll share two more things. The next thing I want to share with you is right side. Okay, so right side body is masculine. If the left side body is feminine, the right side body is masculine. Okay, so just right before my trip to Europe, I thought I pulled a hamstring. Nope, didn't pull a hamstring. Actually, tore a meniscus. And went on my trip anyways, because, you know, I was leaving the next day and I was running two retreats and I had all these plans and I was like, I'm just going to rehab it to the best of my knowledge while I'm gone. And, well, it kind of sucked and it was kind of hard. And, you know, right side body is masculine. Right side is how we push through and manifest in our life. The knee is all about stepping into that next thing. Now, if I get an injury in the knee and I can barely walk and I hear myself saying out loud, I have to walk slower. Hello, ding, 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 ding. And slow movement for the win. So, you know, of course I can say, oh, well, I overused it in my Pilates class, or I was pushing myself too hard to exercise because my hormones were out of balance and I thought I was gaining weight and I couldn't figure out what to do. I could say all those things, but until I say to myself, okay, Dana, this lesson is really about the masculine side of your body and how you push through life and how you have been for the last 15 years as a single mom doing all the things. It also was about letting go, right? And it's also about having to ask for help. Okay, so when you know what's going on in the body and you know these correlations between the emotions that are, I don't want to say attached, but attached to certain areas of the body, guess what? You will be able to go deep into healing as opposed to skimming the surface. Now, a couple of things that I have found that really, really work, first of all, is yoga, right? And having an awareness of your body, having an awareness of your habits. In my humble opinion, the yoga practice has been the gateway to healing for me. Okay. But you're not done. You're not just this body. Now, breath, sound, water, sense, nature, all about the healing. The breath work for me, when I practice breath work, any pain that's in my body starts to feel a little bit more pronounced during that breath work practice. And then if I can really let go of my body and drop into the heart or that ethereal part of me, I can allow my body to heal. I can allow my body to heal. I remember praying, and I did breath work while I was in Greece. And my intention during the breathwork practice was to ask my ancestors and my spirit guides to please help me heal my knee so I could have a good time. Please keep me safe. Please help me heal my knee. And I swear, after that practice, you know, of course I was doing other things to rehab it and be really careful. And I was turning down hikes and things like that. But my knee did not hurt. It did not hurt. And I was careful and I was mindful and I felt like I was looked after. So pain is a teacher. Pain is a teacher. Do not avoid pain. Be curious, inquiry about this pain. Do all the research. And look, if you have any, you know, curiosity around this, reach out to me because this is one of my fortes is like, let's go deep into that pain. Don't tell me that you have chronic headaches. I don't want to hear it. I want to know what's going on in the mind. What's going on in the mind? Where are you blocking yourself? Oh, I have laryngitis. Well, let's talk about that. Let's find out what's clogged here. You know, we can't continue to blame external circumstances or even just the physicality of our body or even, well, I tore my knee when I was running. Okay. What came before that? Because that injury was waiting to happen. There was something that was bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up. It was waiting to happen. I would bet money and I'm not a gambler. So I hope this was helpful. I like to use me as an example to get you to think and feel around what's going on for you and how you can apply it and even compare and contrast. So honestly, I hope this helped. Pain as a teacher, please use it. Please reach out to me if you want to talk a little bit more about this topic. And I'm just so grateful that you are listening. Thank you so much. Reach out to me at Dana at danademara.com. You can send me a note on my website at danademara.com or find me on Instagram or Facebook, Dana Demara Evolution. Thank you so much. You guys have a beautiful day. Namaste.